broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. My fellow Americans, this is indeed the broadcast for July the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. And we don't need a revolution, folks. We need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is the July 4th celebration broadcast. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims bright, from every mountainside, their freedom
Gentlemen, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a extended 4th of July weekend. This is Friday, a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. It is an extended holiday weekend. Most stock market, or I guess I should say, stock markets relating to the United States closed, banks closed, post offices closed. Everybody's celebrating the 4th today and tomorrow. An opportunity for an extended July 4th weekend. Kurt Crosby in the top of the Rocky Mountains, literally standing on a high mountain top, had to hike up from his campsite to get on his cell phone for the broadcast. That's dedication, if I don't know what is. Sam Bushman holding down the fort in studio. It is the 4th of July celebratory broadcast, and it will be an award-winning broadcast as well, by the way. Kurt Crosby's with me. Hello, Kurt. You're very welcome, sir. A quick recap of yesterday's show is in order. We talked about no shots actually fired after an early morning scramble at Washington Navy Yard. That's where the former massacre occurred. Turns out no casualties, no shooter spotted at Washington Navy Yard. Turns out that an unidentified woman dialed in and said there were shots. Don't know the details. We got to be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, to report suspicious activity on one hand. On the other hand, we don't need to become a tattletale nation and put the government at the center of everything. We also need to be very careful that we don't put forth false alarms. The CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, put together a July terrorism press release that says exercise your First and your Second Amendments and be very careful to understand it's appropriate to support the police in stopping illegal activity. At the same time, you got to make sure that you don't become part of the problem. We talked about Donald Trump, who asked who is doing the raping. Very salacious comments, but at the same time pointing at a very serious truth. You got illegals crossing the borders into America, putting Americans in harm's way. How do we balance appropriate immigration with stopping illegal immigration, stopping criminals from crossing our borders? Where's the balance? The battle rages on. Donald Trump points out very important truths, but gets barbecued on his delivery. Listener TZ chimes in, says, I so wish to go into Walmart and ask for a wedding cake. It would be a gay wedding cake, but it would have the Confederate flag on it. A gay wedding cake with the Confederate flag. What do you think of that, folks? A little bit of demonstrating the absurd. You know, there you go. Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, raising more money than all other contenders for the Oval Office in 2016. She's already raised $45 million in the first quarter alone. $45 million in the first quarter alone. Google now has their automatic photo labeling service. Oh, it was a snafu to say the least. It labeled black people as gorillas. Ooh, they're taking a beating on that one. But it's just so interesting, right? While we're having this big old racial battle that all of a sudden Google's service labels black people as gorillas. Every time you turn around, there's just pushing the narrative of racism, pushing the narrative of a divide. I think it's hard to tell which piece is conspiracy, which piece is fact, but the coincidental timing just cannot be, folks. There's more to the picture than meets the eye. TV Land pulls Dukes of Hazzard. And they say the Confederate flag uproar is justification to yank that. Poor old Daisy Duke. Used to be an American icon, now at the back of the bus, huh? More than 125 Exxon Mobil employees marched in a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride parade. They did so for the first time. The NEA, that's the National Education Association, attack on homeschoolers, is blasted as being absolutely outrageous. The National Education Association has launched an attack on the practice of homeschooling. And I guess one leading education expert saying this is so bogus, I got to stand up against it. So even the insiders are incensed this time. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, hour two yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. We had our guest on, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. By the way, Richard's in Utah, speaking at UVU today for the Independent American Party 4th of July festivities. They got speakers. They're on the YouTube or Ustream channel. Go to independentamericanparty.org to learn more about the Ustream channel. You can watch it if you can't make it to the event. They say noise may be bad for the heart, and those of you who have a lot of children probably have a lot of noise at home. So now they're trying to suggest to you that kids are bad for your heart. They run off the rails for sure. I thought that the Bible said a happy noise is a prayer unto the Lord. Indiana's first cannabis, I guess pot-smoking church, tests limits of religious freedom. How long will it be till they have heroin churches and such, huh? Well, they certainly have sex churches. People are buck naked. They're having sex, and families are furious of the Hollywood's, they call it Hollywood Hills campsite. I guess it's listed as a camping retreat, but it sits in the middle of a multi-million-dollar neighborhood, and folks are just freaking out. Reminds me of the old sex whatever of Baal in the Bible, huh? Just tragic when people turn away from God and create idols, if you will. Episcopalians, in my humble personal opinion, run off the rails. They vote to allow gay marriages in their churches. Most Christian denominations doubling down in defense of traditional marriage, but not the Episcopalians. Polygamist trio now applies for marriage license. They say we're just asking for tolerance. We should be allowed to join together in holy polygamy. Okay, I guess it would still be till death do you part, huh? Rand Paul, I guess he held a 2,700 $1 per ticket fundraiser at the Cannabis Business Summit in Denver, Colorado. So, you know, Rand Paul promoting pot, I guess. I don't know what to think about all that. Medical marijuana versus, you know, recreational use of drugs versus the government being at the center of it all and driving incredible tax dollars and the government being on the take too, huh? Teachers granted new power to confiscate and destroy unhealthy school lunches. Yeah, they also say eating more citrus may increase the risk of melanoma, new study says. Famous ex-CNN anchor said that her husband's her hero after he takes out armed robbers with a few well-placed bullets. Maybe the CNN folks believe in the right to keep and bear arms, huh?
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour is brought to you by the good guys, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Please support thepowermall.com. I want to talk for a second about the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. And it's sad to me how people just want to basically party. They don't have any idea what the 4th is about. Those who are supposedly patriotic who do understand what the 4th is about believe America is, for the most part, done, stick a fork in it. In other words, you're either uneducated and just think it's a big old party, or you're so educated to some degree that you think stick a fork in it, it's over, and you've lost hope. In my humble opinion, neither view is helpful. The best to be educated. The best to have a tether, spiritually speaking, to the almighty author of liberty. And then the best is to move forward and be of good cheer and follow the Prince of Peace and focus on what you have control over to make a difference. And then do your very best and trust in God for the rest and say, hey, I cannot fix everything. I was born onto the planet and a lot was broken when I got here. Look, I was born in 1967, believe it or not, July the 4th, ladies and gentlemen. What, I was born right in the middle of the Vietnam War, ladies and gentlemen? An unconstitutional war, to say the least. That's broken, and it's been broken ever since as we continue to engage in unconstitutional, undeclared, unjust war after war after war. When I got on the planet, the Federal Reserve was already put in place, so we were already on fake money for a long time. What, 50 years, basically? A little more? Okay, when I came, we already had federal income tax. When I got here, so I could point to a lot broken, even from the day that I got here. Hey, they put Social Security in place. That was ramping up. They were working on government health care back in the 60s. Even the Republicans were working on it. Remember, the Democrats wanted flat-out government health care. The Republicans are like, oh, no, let's just create an end-run round and give people raises and have your health care tied to your employment. And then we've gone downhill my whole life, really. From the day I was born till now, we've gone downhill, downhill, downhill when it comes to liberty. I can look at a very negative viewpoint if I choose. But it's all about agency. It's all about choice. And it's all about putting things, in my humble opinion, in proper perspective. This 4th of July. Are things negative? Are things discouraging? Are things overwhelming? Do we live in a very poisonous environment on all fronts? Morally, spiritually, politically, physically? Without doubt, yes. The family has been under abuse for my whole lifetime. Birth control came out, what, for the most part in the 60s? When I say birth control, I mean modern birth control, the pill, etc. Birth control has been practiced since, well, Adam and Eve's children, I'm sure, as wicked people want to reject God's children from coming to the earth. Nevertheless, the family's been under attack. All things have been under attack for the history of the world. Cain killed Abel. Master mayhem, if you will. And it's been going on with secret combinations where wicked people try to get control of others. The fight for liberty versus tyranny has been going on from the history of the world from the very beginning, folks. And it's an epic battle, to say the least. And I submit to you, if you're religious and you believe in the Bible, there was a war in heaven. You and I were there. We stood on the side of God and rejected Satan's view. We stood for agency. That's the freedom to choose rather than force. And we are now in the same continuation of that epic battle. Where do you stand? What are you going to do for the sacred, holy cause of liberty? It's not just a political fight. It's not just a who's going to be president next. It's not just a, well, let's look at it from an American point of view and the Constitution is losing ground. It's an epic battle of morality, agency versus tyranny. And that epic battle has many war fronts, if you will. And we've lost a lot of battles, folks, but I submit to you that if you believe in the Bible, we, I'm going to say it again, we win the war. So with that brief 4th of July summation of what's going on in this wonderful country known as the United States of America, inspired by God and its creation and its ultimate win over the biggest tyrannical force in the world at the time, the world was turned upside down. And now you and I have a pioneer legacy. And we've been handed the ball. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to just basically down on one knee, stop the clock, take a knee and run out the clock? Are we going to just fumble the ball? Are we going to not even suit up to go play because it's a lost cause? Or are we going to bust out and say, man, our pioneer legacy has had some rough patches before. Look at World War II, man. Things were looking bad. All our codes were broken. Everything was about to melt down. And the Navajo code talkers decided to deliver. Oh, boy, did they launch a hit. What do they call that? A Hail Mary? And oh, man, was it incredible. I'm going to switch from football to baseball now and say, man, they hit a home run, didn't they? Or you could say they punched that sucker into the end zone, huh? What do you want to say? We were genius in our solution. Well, that happened to George Washington over and over and over as well. As negative as the Civil War was, and as reality sets it, the South had a right to secede. Nevertheless, there were epic abuses on both sides. The South was right for the most part. However, the nation stayed together, and that's a blessing. And now we face very tough times in our day. This 4th of July, I'd like you to assess on a personal level. Are you putting your life? Are you putting your sacred honor? Are you putting your fortune into the sacred holy cause of liberty? Are you going to be on the Lord's side? Who? What are you going to do? Anyway, just a little, monologue from Sam Bushman to discuss the importance of what the 4th of July is about. Is it okay to have a barbecue and go swimming and spend some time with the fam and have some fun? Absolutely. But is it a time to have an internal assessment of your own life? And then to determine to do better, to stand on the right side, on the side of the North, biblically speaking, for liberty? Huh? That's the question I have for you. Are you going to assess? Are you going to double down and increase your efforts? Are you going to set aside the discouragement and anger and frustration and negative attitude that Satan, the author of tyranny, wants you to have? And be of good cheer and stand in the camp of those who believe that the life of Christ can indeed save all who will follow him. See, this battle isn't just for this world, folks. It's beyond. This world's nothing but a skirmish in the epic battle. All right, this battle is bigger than you think it is. It means more than you think it does. And your role to play has a much greater effect than you might possibly imagine. I'm going to give you some examples. You see, I'm a nobody, folks, but I preach to millions, or I talk to millions, or I teach millions, whatever word you want to inject into that discussion. I sit in front of millions of people nationally every day on the radio. I'm not trying to point to me as important. What I'm trying to get across is, you know what? I'm just a little old guy that one day heard a radio program. Yeah, I heard a guy by the name of Jerry Hughes and another guy by the name of Chuck Harder, and they had a radio network, and they were teaching and talking and educating, and I heard them, and I thought, you know what, these guys are crazy. A little bit of research, I found out they were right. They were encouraging people to buy a radio station. I basically sold a house. We took the money, and Kirk Crosby's family and my family, we got together, and we moved 100 miles away from our homes, and we learned to run this radio station by hard knocks. And then it went national. I'm telling you right now, that's an example where, hey, what if Chuck Harder and Jerry Hughes were only preaching to Kurt, or only preaching or teaching to Sam, and nobody else heard? Now millions hear because of their efforts. The list goes on and on. The Almighty says, by small things, great things are accomplished. This is Live 4th of July Radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I don't mean to go on forever, ladies and gentlemen, in my monologue for the sacred cause of liberty, but I want to make a couple of things clear. This broadcast is different, absolutely different than any other show you hear on the radio. We cover the news like no other. We focus on applying the news of the day to the reality when it comes to the blueprint of the founders. We stand for the rule of law. We stand for God, family, and country. We stand for the protection of life, liberty, and property. And we are unique in our positive outlook. And that doesn't mean we're naive to the realities that we face. But it does mean we believe in Christianity. We believe in Christ. And as a result, we know that Christ says to be of good cheer, and he's known as the Prince of Peace. And he's given us guidelines of how we should behave and how we should act. And it's not any more complicated than a nation going the way of individuals. If individuals are good, honest, moral people and keep their covenants with God, then the nations are blessed. And if individuals turn their back on the almighty author of liberty, the nations are cursed. And it's that simple of a debate as we are in the middle between Satan's tyranny and God's liberty. And where there is God, there is liberty. And so this 4th of July, I want you to understand that our job is to lift the hands of the downtrodden, to encourage those who are discouraged, to kind of blaze a trail as pioneers would, towards a better way, a better life, towards doing all that we can do. Pray like it's up to the Almighty and work like it's up to us. And somewhere in that balance by small things, says the Almighty Author of Liberty, great things shall be accomplished. So with that summation, Kirk Crosby, you're on deck, sir. What think ye, my friend?
Well, it's an interesting topic for this time of year when most folks, you know, they're looking to say, hey, what's the best deal on fireworks? Where can you go to, quote, celebrate? You know, how can you get out of the rat race, if you will? But, you know, in my opinion, we've got to do that. We've got to focus on, you know, basically the basic things that have gotten us to where we are. And say, hey, have we been part of the problem or part of the solution?
All right. Now, I really want to make this point as well. You know, no matter how discouraging it seems, you know, when the Almighty talks about by small things, great things are accomplished, I want to kind of take that as our theme today, Kurt, a little bit, because I remember biblically speaking, you know, the Lord was creating assembling people for a battle. And I don't have the reference in front of me, so I'm going from memory, but somehow it was like, hey, you got too many people here. And the man was saying, hey, we need more people. And God's like, no, you don't. Yeah, we do. We got to have more people. Come on. No, you don't, says the Lord. Yeah, come on. Look. So the Lord gets rid of more and more and more and more people and says, I can fight your battles for you. In other words, the point was to focus on God and what he can do, not on man and what they can do. And so don't trust in the arm of flesh, but rather look to God. And I think that really is a page out of the playbook when it comes to the epic battle for liberty, Kurt, in that, you know, we don't need to worry about how many people God's got on his side or in his camp. What we need to worry about is what we're doing in the camp. Are we doing our very best to be the most profitable servants we can? Are we doing our best to allow him to empower us by our obedience to his commandments? Isn't that the biblical reference for how we ought to look at this, Kurt?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And although, in my opinion, if, you know, the key thing for each of us to figure out is how do we fit in, you know, and we can find that on an individual basis, whether it's you or me, you know, doing what we do, or it's individuals deciding to support us. Maybe they're, you know, running for local office. Maybe they're you know, doing other things that they see as a help to the republic. You know, it's just one of those things you've got to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, am I doing what I should? When it comes to the, well, three great priorities, in my opinion, God, family, and country.
Now, we also need to understand that there are secret combinations. There are people who want to destroy our liberty. There are people who are on Satan's side of this battle. There are people who are there for financial gain, for fame, for power, for financial gain. We don't seek for power, but we seek to pull it down. And so the battle is there. There are people who are involved in secret combinations or conspiracies. But again, I digress. We don't need to know everything. We don't need to be involved in everything. We just need to do our little old part and make the difference. I mean, in the biblical reference that I pointed to, you know, the Lord said, hey, let's have these people drink out of the river. And depending on how they drink out of the river, do they scoop the water up in their hands or do they lay on their bellies and suck the water right out of the stream or whatever? We'll keep some and we won't keep others. He was literally paring down his side, his warriors, his people, if you will. What gives with that? From our normal ideology, would say, man, he's like shrinking the choir, right, Kurt? A lot of people say we preach to the choir, but the Almighty in that case was shrinking the choir, right?
Well, it was an attempt, at least in my opinion, to show that, hey, you got to remember who's basically really on your side. And if you are accompanied by the God of heaven, whether it's just the two of you, that's still a majority, if you will.
And I think that's exactly the reference point that we ought to use for what we find in the Patriot Movement. I talk to people every day, and they're like, Sam, our movement's so small, we can't even make a difference. And they're right. Sam, half the people on our site aren't even real. They're not even for real. They're in it for the wrong reasons, or they're this, or they're that. Or I'm not here to judge if they're worthy servants or not. I'm just telling you that that's okay, even though that's true. I have people call me up, and they say, man, what you're doing is not even making a difference for liberty, Sam. Or they, you know, and we go on and on and on and on, and I'm just saying, man, I get what you're saying, but I can't control any of that, folks. I can just do what I can do. That's kind of the point that we need to get across here. Do we gauge it in terms of our tiny lifetimes? Do we gauge it in terms of how many people are listening to the radio? Is it that we need to be a rock star? How are we gauging our efforts for liberty, and how do we know what effect we have on liberty? All right, what is it? Gideon answers God's call. Is that what it is? Gideon's army of 32,000 was reduced in size. Yeah, then they reduced the number. Is that what we're talking about? I think so.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I think it's like Judges 7, just so y'all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bring it up because I'm just saying, look, it's not for me to decide how many people are in the Army of Liberty. When less is more, if you will, is what they talk about. Judges 6:36 and 7:23, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? God's going to reduce this fighting force, if you will. So are we okay when the size of our numbers go down, when people just turn their back on liberty and, you know, some people are flashing the pan freedom fighters, right? Here they jump in, they call you every day, they want to get on it, they want to work on it, and then you call them back up. They're like, oh, man, now that I'm so educated, I realize it's a lost cause. I'm just going back to the world as I know it. Or whatever the case may be. The Lord said to Gideon, there's still too many men. Yeah? Take them down to the river. Let's find out who we want and who we don't. The Lord began the process of sifting and reducing the size of Gideon's army. First to be released were the fearful. Is that what's happening today, ladies and gentlemen, as we assess our ranks on the 4th of July? Is that what's happening? We're going to let go of the fearful because the presence of fearful men is a problem. Yeah. You got to really think through some of these things. Now, what do you do to help you keep your spirits up on 4th of July? Kurt, you're obviously spending time with your family camping. That's a great thing. I know you like to watch several movies. One that I like to watch is A More Perfect Union, because it really gives me a flavor of the Patriots and what their battles were, and things weren't easy for them either. Yeah. What do you do on the 4th of July weekend or holidays to kind of keep yourself in remembrance of the job we have? Yeah. What do you do? Reduce the Lord's army down to the Lord's size. All right, quick pause. We'll get Kurt's comments in seconds. Your calls are welcome at 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, for this special 4th of July broadcast celebrated on July 3rd, Friday, Gideon's Faith, Gideon's Army. The Lord said, hey, you got too many people with you, Gideon. Gideon had 32,000. The enemy had way more than that already. The Lord reduced Gideon's army from 32,000 down to 10,000 and then ultimately down to 300 and said, Gideon, you got to rely on me, brother. Is it different today, I ask? I don't think so. I think it's absolutely the same. The Lord is looking for the pure in heart. I hope to be one of them. The Lord's looking for those who understand faith, which means trust, as one of our callers wisely mentioned a couple of days ago on the broadcast. Trust in God. Do you believe God's got it? Do you believe God gets it? Do you believe God has a handle on this thing, or do you think he's lost control? I testify to you that God has not lost control. He is in his heavens. He is aware of us and our lives, and he is aware of our efforts, and he's ready with his arms outstretched to bless those who do their best to keep his commandments and to follow him. All right, Kurt, what do you do on the 4th of July? One of the things I like to do is watch the movie A More Perfect Union because it really gives me a flavor of the Patriots and what they're doing. That's one of the things that I do. I spend a lot of time with my family. I listen to patriotic music. And I ponder my efforts in the cause of liberty, and I do my very best to literally double them, double down, triple down on what I personally can do. And I know my efforts are feeble. I get all that. I'm just little old Sam Bushman. I can't really make much of a difference, but I can talk. And I'm going to do the very best that I can to use that ability to influence for good. I'm not here to tell you my ability is any greater than anybody else. I'm just telling you the Lord's given me a gift to speak, and I hope to use that to encourage folks, to replace discouragement with encouragement, to replace discouragement with hope. That's what I'm here to do, folks. And if I accomplish that task and I only influence one, Chuck Harder and Jerry Hughes influenced us almost 20 years ago. And now we're talking to literally millions, and our efforts are being heard via Liberty News Radio, via the Republic Broadcasting Network. A lot of people are listening, more people than you could possibly imagine. And I'm not here to talk about how important that is, except to say that the Lord will use his people and carry forth his message. I can promise you that. All right, Kurt, what do you like to do on the holiday? Anything unique and special that provides encouragement?
I appreciate the movie A More Perfect Union a lot. I typically, you know, shoot for doing that the 17th of September, if I can, just to celebrate the institution, basically, of the Constitution there. So,
you're saying September 17th, Constitution Day, is when you like to watch A More Perfect Union.
Right. But I do enjoy it. I would certainly not avoid it for the 4th of July. The 4th of July, typically around our place now, it gets, I guess, not really overwhelmed by grandchildren, but, you know, we're patiently waiting on our 18th grandchild, and those are what drive me to say, man, you've got to do something to do all you can to make sure America and the world is left in a better way after you go, simply because it's a duty we have as those who've gone before us, in my opinion. Now, not all of them, but many of them have given much for the cause of liberty, and thus we have a duty to do the same. Now, of course, you know, there's always food and, you know, fun and that kind of thing, but at least to me, the heart or the root of the celebration has to do with the thoughtful ideas of America and what's so important about it, because it literally is important to the whole world what we do right here. Now, we don't mean to sound some kind of like self-important kind of thing, but the God of heaven set apart this land as a land of liberty, and it basically is up to us to keep it that way, and as we do it, strengthen the cause of liberty here, it helps people all around the world. Number one, because they, good people, can, of course, come here, but they can also learn from the successes of America, and they can, well, duplicate those things if they wish.
Let me give you an example. There's, I guess, a secret weapon people are using, Kurt. This is something that you can do, too, in your own family.
What's the secret weapon?
Oh, man, you just emailed me the secret weapon. It's grow your own food, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Secret weapon.
Man, I tried to give Kurt this awesome handoff.
I was thinking you were talking about something else besides me. Yeah, it's a great point. I thought it was a huge, you know, headline, but I didn't know that it would really fit for this. But, you know, when you really think about it, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good example. The headline from the Associated Press, which, you know, typically...
Let me tell you why I think it completely relates, Kurt. We talked about there are things that I have control of and that I can do something about, and then there are things that I can't do anything about. I can vote, sure. I can talk about who I like for president, but really I don't have a whole lot of stake and or ability to influence the outcome. Okay, I just can't do much about that. Mm-hmm. However, I can grow my own food and I can protect my family and I can double down and become self-reliant. I absolutely can and need to do that, Kurt.
Good point. And, you know, it's exactly, and it is a very good point, Sam, that you make. The headline from the AP is, Greek villagers, secret weapon, grow your own food. Now, it seems so simple, so basic, you know, and yet, you know, the people in Greece that are saying, hey, man, they're going to shut down the banks. I won't have any access to my funds. Well, what if they, you know, they're simply working and they have food, you know, either between them and their neighbors, et cetera. Like this one guy they talk about has protection against bank closures, they say. Capital controls and the slashing of his pension. He's got 10 goats, some hens, and a vegetable patch. Yep.
See, and in my opinion, that's a very simple solution that's absolutely valuable, Kurt. And it's something that we have direct control over. It's something that we can do that'll insulate us from the world, from the economy, from the fluctuating prices. It's something that can really get us closer to the earth, which means closer to God as we garden, as we work at it. It's something that we could do together as a family. I mean, there's so many benefits that I can point to. It's beyond imagination.
Well, and you're exactly right. And you, you know, he says, I have my lettuce, my onions, I have my hens, my birds. I will manage, he said, even though he can no longer access his full pension payment because of government controls imposed 6 days ago. He says, we will manage for a period of time, I don't know, 2 months, maybe 3 months, because I also want to give to our relatives. If they are suffering, I cannot leave them like this. Isn't that so? Anyway, you know, when
now you go back to the biblical idea, you are your brother's keeper. The guy turns right to, hey, I'm going to take care of my own needs and become self-reliant. And then I'm going to reach out to those who are less fortunate and do the same. Isn't that what it's all about, Christian principle-wise, Kurt?
No, it's a great point. And, you know, it would be an opportunity for those folks to focus back on what they, I guess you could say, probably traditionally lived like. You know, it's good to know that in many cases, the outside of the big cities, the folks already do that. They live like that. I was telling someone just yesterday as I left the big city and headed out this way where we were camping in these wide open spaces where I'm sitting high on this 9,000 foot mountain. I can't even see a single soul as far as I can see, and I can see quite a ways. You'd probably even say that around here there's more cows than people. You find solutions in those things simply because the people can probably get along many times as well or much better than you might in the big city with the big fancy stores, et cetera.
You got that right. Taking another page out of the biblical blue book, if you will, for liberty, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel ignored the king and prayed anyway to his God and was blessed and protected as a result. Well, support now grows, Kurt, for states.
Well, it's a good point. You know, the Rasmussen reports, where this report comes from, they say following last week's controversial U.S. Supreme Court ruling, new report says that many voters now believe that states should have the right to ignore federal court rulings if their officials agree with them. Anyway, folks are waking up. They're participating in the process.
And it starts with an individual state or an individual. It starts with like Roy Moore in Alabama, for instance, stood for the Ten Commandments, now standing for states' rights. It stands with you and I supporting those efforts, ignoring unconstitutional abuses of the law, working to impeach judges. There are a lot of things we can do, folks, and this 4th of July we call upon you to get involved. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to financially support our efforts. This nation shall endure.